Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson. I am Talkie Taylor Tawny.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. And Talkie Tawny, I just want to say,
yes,
I think you're great.
Careful. Careful equating me to a serial mascot.
I don't even know what that guy's name is. Talkie
the Tony the Tiger.
Oh, Tony.
Some people think he's my brother. He is not.
He also talks.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
And he sells his swill.
Do you? Are you related to Shere Khan? He's a talking tiger.
He is a cousin on my mother's side.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
He's cool.
That's why we don't have the same last name.
Ah,
yes.
Khan. Sure.
Tawny.
I'm pretty sure that actor committed suicide.
That is
please.
Not a very pleasant thing to bring up on a podcast.
Please take care of your mental health. The National Institute for Psychotherapy offers free and sliding psychotherapy.
Sometime, Talkie Tawny, I like to lay down in the sun, have a nice cup of delicious coffee, and look at the sun.
So
relax.
Talkie Tawny, it's really...
Yes. Is this going to become the Talkie Tawny interview?
It might.
Oh, dear God.
It really interests me that you like coffee.
Yes, why?
I'll tell you after.
Why not tell me now?
Because Jason hates coffee.
Yes, that is true. He has an unrefined palate.
You said it, not me. What kind of coffee blend are you a fan of? Are you like a Sumatra guy or a Cafe Lua, Blonde Roast? What really gets your tail wagging?
Obviously, Blonde Roast. Because some would say I am a blonde kitty.
That's true.
The ones that say that are now dead.
Did you feast on their
intros? I feasted on their intros because I am a tiger.
I
am a tiger. I am a Talkie Tawny.
A Blonde Roast. If someone wants to send us Blonde Roast coffee, we have a P.O. box.
Yes, if you want to send a Blonde Roast to Geek History Lesson, I shall claw at the host until I receive it.
P.O. box 16429, Encino, California, 91416.
Yes. I often find myself sleeping outside that post office several days a week.
But next to the taco truck?
Yes.
Fun fact, there is always a taco truck parked outside the post office.
Go on it down, people. It's obviously an Encino.
Well, if you have the P.O. box, you could literally Google. Yeah. You can find the post office it's at, guys.
Yeah, we don't live at the post office. It doesn't matter.
We don't live at the post office. Talkie Tawny does.
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I don't know, Ashley. You want to talk with Talkie Tawny?
I do.
And he threatened to kill you.
I love cats. He didn't threaten to kill me.
He did in the regular podcast.
He threatened. You know what? It's really me.
He's a tiger.
People threatening me with death on the internet, not a strange occurrence, I'm sad to say.
I'm going
to
say this, and this is spoilers for the Shazam movie. We talked about this a little bit. Yeah, goddamn shame that Talkie Tawny wasn't in that movie.
Truly. Absolutely. There were a lot of things I liked about that movie. I do think it was a missed opportunity, not including.
And they set it up quite a bit,
yeah,
to not pay it off, which I thought was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
but no, I want to talk about this. So Shazam, very golden age character, and there was a time when Shazam beat Superman in the sales, even though Shazam was made as a copy of Superman. But Shazam, for a good long time, outsold Superman. Objectively, Ashley. As a character, take away all personal biases.
Yeah.
Is Shazam better than Superman? Is Shazam a more interesting character? Now, I do not want to judge it off of stories that we have. I want to judge it off of just who that character is at a basic level. We have an immigrant orphan alien from another planet, raised by two farmers, who goes on to become the world's greatest hero and uses a pair of glasses. We have a small boy who is endued with magic to become a magic guardian in the world every time he says a magic word, and he creates a magical family. Based on that, Shazam better than Superman?
No.
Really? Okay, I want to hear this.
I typically lean fantasy over science fiction, although I love both genres.
And that is true. Shazam fantasy, Superman science fiction.
More so, yeah. Shazam is a convoluted idea. Superman is a very clean idea.
I want to hear why you think he's... I don't know if I completely agree with that. Why do you think Shazam's convoluted?
Shazam is convoluted because... it relies on a lot of big moral, ethical ideas in a time where comics were being marketed to children. Like the idea that there, the Rock of Eternity is a place beyond space and time.
Mm-hmm.
A wizard lives there who used to be a member of a council, but then something happened, so the council is dying. He's in charge of guarding stone statues of the seven deadly sins, but he can't quite manage it on his own. So he has an avatar who's arguably the most powerful character in his universe, but he can't just let the avatar watch the statues the whole time or go out in the world. It has to be connected to a living human boy in the world, which gets to him by taking a magical subway and then walking up a bunch of stairs. That's ridiculous in a way that Superman was born on a dying planet. So his parents put him on a rocket ship, sent him to Earth, and he got picked up by a new set of parents. It's a much cleaner, straightforward idea. Shazam is dealing with larger themes in art and history and storytelling than Superman is. But I think the Shazam origin is, I think it's overcomplicated. I think the Superman one is just much more straightforward. You understand right away who Superman is, what he's overcoming. Not only do you need to be introduced to Shazam, Captain Marvel, and the Wizard, and the Seven Deadly Sins, but then you need to be introduced to Billy Batson and understand how they come together. I don't think it's like incomprehensibly complicated. I just think Superman is a cleaner, simpler idea to get behind. Like if you tell me Superman is a powerful alien who came to Earth and was adopted and he chooses to do good instead of bad, I know who that person is. I get the broad strokes. Shazam is an avatar powered by an all-powerful wizard to keep the seven deadly sins in order, who is tied into a little boy who says a magic word to bring him into the world, and we don't really know where the little boy goes when Shazam is here. That's a little less clean. I don't immediately know who either of those characters are or what they want. That's all. I think you can do both great stories with both of them. I just think Superman, I just think in the nuts and bolts of it, is cleaner and better. That's all. I'm assuming you think Superman's better as well.
No.
Oh, really? Tell me why.
No, I think on a base level, Superman's most interesting aspect is his origin.
Uh-huh.
Shazam becomes interesting once you get past his origin.
Uh-huh.
Shazam, Billy is not an interesting character. Billy, once he becomes Captain Marvel, is an interesting character. And how does he keep these emotional concepts, these sins away, a Pandora's box away from the world?
Uh-huh.
And how does he live up to this magic guardian that is whispering in his ear? And how does he, you know, like not overuse his powers? Whereas Superman, once he becomes Superman, I love the character, but that doesn't immediately spark stories in me. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, well, I don't know. Like, because in all honest truth, he would just take over the world. He would just take over the world. It'd be way easier.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Billy, it's this idea of like we are automatically set up with this kid that has to grapple with adult powers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like story gold left and right. Now, I do realize concede a little bit to your point where you say this is a little bit convoluted. But the aspects that are convoluted are the ideas that you just, because you went into specifics of your origin, of his origin. Now, if I do that with Superman, it's going to be just as convoluted.
Sure.
You know, that's not technically what I was going for, but like I do, you know, a lot of those elements I would say like are just, again, it's the golden age. Like that's, we took Billy to a subway because subways were new back then.
But that's also something that's never been updated from his origin. I just think if you are presenting these to new readers, and let's say your new reader's a blank slate. So let's say they're a child. They don't have a ton of reference to a lot of other art and literature. Okay, he's from a planet that exploded. Billy's fighting the seven deadly sins. Well, how old are you when you learn what the seven deadly sins are?
Well, you're comparing two different things here. Now, the thing is that if you're going to compare he came from an exploded planet, then you need to explain he's a homeless kid that suddenly granted powers.
Sure.
Because those are the base level.
I just really think if you're gonna the seven deadly sins thing needlessly complicates Shazam. But
that's fine. And it is.
And I'm not willing to concede it,
It is the most complicated and ethereal thing.
Yeah.
If you want to go, like, he fights the seven deadly sins, and the other side is, like, he fights Luther.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, Luther's better, you know? I just think, like, on paper, without reading any of the stories... Mm-hmm. I think Shazam comes off as a little bit more interesting than Superman. And that's why I think, I also think that maybe that's why he outsold Superman for a while.
Sure.
Is because people were like, I think writers were more engaged. Whereas like Superman, you can tell in the first 100 issues of Superman, which I've read, mm-hmm. They kind of don't know what to do with him sometimes. Mm-hmm. They really don't. And there's a lot of times where Superman comes off as really mean. Like he's really mean. In the Golden Age. And Captain Marvel's never mean in the Golden Age.
I think it's interesting as well because when I think about the things that I like most about Shazam, it's not Billy and it's not Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Marvel family stuff.
Yeah.
And talky tone.
Yes.
You like me, Ashley.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I do like you a lot.
Oh.
So I'm scratching you behind your ears. And it's Mary and it's Freddie. I think are some of the best aspects. I think some of the other characters have really become well-defined since the live-action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like Superman and Lois are the most interesting things about the Superman universe.
Well, yeah, Clark Kent and Lois Lane and Superman are fascinating.
John. I love John.
And fascinating, like right out the gate. Well, John wasn't in there. I know. But they're fascinating right out the gate. You are correct. Like Billy's a little hard to get behind. He really is, mm-hmm. as a character. You're more behind his story than you are his character. And it's interesting because I almost feel like Captain Marvel is more interesting than Billy.
I would agree with that.
So, and it's funny because there are storylines in Superman comics where Clark is sometimes more interesting than Superman.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting dichotomy between the two. I don't know. I just think it's interesting, like the idea of wish fulfillment is such an interesting concept. And maybe it's because,
and
again,
that's what people like about Shazam.
And maybe it's because I feel like Shazam has never fully been explored to its full potential.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to read a Shazam story that I've absolutely loved mm-hmm. unequivocally. And the closest one is like Monster Society of Evil, and Power Shazam is good. But like Power Shazam, like to me, I'm like, oh man, there's a bunch of different things you could do with the series. But I'll be honest with you as well. I don't like the current Geoff Johns one.
I think Shazam is better on a team.
Maybe.
Whereas I think Superman stands better
alone
on his own.
Yeah.
I also going to be honest.
I think Shazam should not be in the DC universe. I know we've talked about this
yes.
before too.
I think the code word being Shazam, I don't like that word.
Well, oh, really?
No. That feels Golden Age and reductive.
Well, it's a fake word.
And foolish to me.
Yeah.
I get it. And look, I don't have like a better pitch for mm-hmm. it. But when I hear the word Shazam, I'm just like, okay, that's fine. What does it mean? Now we force it into an acronym? All right.
Well, it was always an acronym.
I know that. I really think, I can't remember if I said this on the main Shazam episode or not. And if I did, I apologize for being reductive. Let's just call him Captain Thunder.
Yeah.
Or Thunder.
I think they call him Captain Thunder in the Flashpoint universe.
Yes, I think you're right.
Because that's where they introduced the interesting concept where it had to be all five kids had to join together to be him.
I think that idea is cool, mm-hmm. but I see why you don't keep going.
It's a little weird.
It is a little weird. But I think it's like a fun twist on the character.
Yeah.
But so I think Superman is better.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I think Shazam is better.
No, you don't.
I mean, on paper.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think that I will not reach eat your entrails.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you.
Unless you did not bring me coffee.
I have so much coffee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have any suit for me? Do I have a tie I can borrow?
I can tie your tie for you.
I need a new tie. I can tie my tie. My paws are up to the task.
Okay. Do you have what are our thumbs called?
Opposable thumbs.
All I could think of was prehensile, but that's tail.
My paws have been modified.
Genetically?
No, by magic, you goofy mortal.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we have some ties.
Yes.
You can have a tie.
Oh, yes.
Do you need anything else?
Unless you know of a lioness or a tigress.
Tigress.
I'm okay with a lioness. I'm fine with creating a liger.
Ligers are real things.
Yes, I know.
I think the LA Zoo has some lions and tigers and bears. I
do not want a bear.
Why not? Don't be so pedestrian.
I do not like animals that walk upright that don't talk.
Bears don't technically walk upright.
I've seen the videos online.
Have you seen the videos of the chimpanzees and the gorillas who walk like
humans? Do not
like
talk
humans?
At me, a filthy monkey. Those damn dirty apes, as
oh,
I call
no.
them.
Please don't quote
I
that horrible
will
man.
Feast on the entrails every time they fall out of trees.
How often are apes falling out of trees?
All the time, those drunk little bastards.
Oh my God. They can get drunk on fermented fruit.
And they throw their poop.
Yeah, I think
they
most
are foul.
Animals do.
Talkie Tawny does not like monkeys.
Oh, Talkie Tawny, I have a question.
Yes.
Since you're going to be staying at the Mind University, we want you to be as comfortable as possible.
Well, I'm about to leave, but quickly.
Do you need like a litter box situation? We can make that happen.
I am growling at you.
Oh, that's the purr.
To show my dissatisfaction. It's a little bit louder.
I mean, you're naked, so I have truly.
I am wearing a suit. Thank you very much. Talkie Tawny.
But you don't have a hat on.
Wears a suit. It would ruin my ears. Talkie Tawny wears a suit. I look fly. How dare you?
You look what?
I look fly. This has been the end of the Geek History Lesson Extra because Talkie Tawny shall be feasting on Ashley's entrails. If you do not hear another episode of Geek History Lesson Extra, that is why. Thank you so much for your fine listening
you woke up
habits.
My intern.
I do not care about your little intern. He shall be next.
Oh, no.
It shall be a fine supper club night for Talkie Tawny. Thank you so much, listeners. Goodbye.